The following audio presentation is taken from the AdaReaders.com email newsletter special, the Terry Schiavo Postmortem No. 1, titled Death, Natural and Otherwise. The article was first published on Monday, April 4th, 2005, and was written by Mark John Freeman. Dear friend, not long ago my wife and I received the sad news that her doctor passed away suddenly and unexpectedly. One early March evening, we were told, he began to feel very tired. Home alone, he went to lay down on his bed. When his wife arrived, she found him in great pain and rushed him to the hospital. He died shortly thereafter from a massive heart attack. He was only 50 years old. Every 3 months, usually on Saturday mornings, we had made the trek from our home in Manassas, Virginia, to his office in McLean, about a 35-minute drive. Over the last year or so, we noticed that he had been slowly slimming down. He had been on a diet, he told us, and had dropped 60 pounds. He also exercised regularly, twice a day, but then he died, without warning. It happens sometimes. We really liked this man. He had a genuinely good spirit about him, and he seemed to really care for his patients. A Greek Orthodox fellow, he professed a faith in Christ, and so we are very hopeful that we will see him again. While the news was very sad, and while we are still grieving, we understand that death can come at any moment. As we grow older, it seems we come in contact with more and more people who are losing loved ones. Just recently, an 86-year-old friend of ours lost his 53-year-old daughter to cancer. This weekend, Pope John Paul II passed away at the age of 84. He lived out the life of Christ on the world stage and represented our Savior in a marvelous way. Catholics and Christians everywhere both mourn his death and celebrate his life and Christian testimony. His successor will have big shoes to fill. Death is inevitable for all, the ultimate earthly consequence of sin at loose in our race. But as difficult as it is to accept, it is a natural, normal part of our world. And that is why we must, of course, be prepared at all times to meet our Maker. A different kind of death has been in the news lately, and has stretched out over 2 weeks in a disturbing, perverse, unnatural kind of way. Reflecting upon the massive collective judicial idiocy that sanctioned the forced starvation of innocent Terry Schiavo, I am led to conclude that our once great nation is no longer great. America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, then America will cease to be great. Alexis de Tocqueville, 1835. The court-ordered removal of Terry's feeding tube has become another national watershed moment. What went wrong? When did America lose her moral compass? Was it in 2003 when Judge Roy Moore was forced from office for refusing to remove a monument of the Ten Commandments from the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building? Was it in 1973 when the Supreme Court created the right for a woman to murder her unborn child in the womb? Was it in 1963 when prayer was removed from the public schools? These last few days, watching videos of Terry's pure smile and her eyes tracking across her hospice room, I have often broken down and wept. My heart is deeply offended by the actions and non-actions of these judges. I am angry. Something dastardly happened to this woman, something grotesquely evil, and our courts at every level are a party to it. I am not saying that the judges themselves are evil, although I have read some rather disturbing accounts of allegations of corruption and case mismanagement. Regardless of their motives, they did allow something very evil to occur on their watch. After Cain murdered his brother Abel, God came looking for him. "Where is your brother Abel?" asked God. Abel responded with the question, "Am I my brother's keeper?" God then followed up with another question, "What have you done?" I can almost picture God asking that question of our nation today. Like many, I have been contemplating various aspects of Terry's demise. Over the next few days, I'm going to be sending you several brief commentaries which will look at the Terry Schiavo tragedy from different angles. My hope is that they will inspire us all into serious, prayerful reflection. My standard newsletter close of "Be free and remain free" seems trite right now. I am sensitive to being frivolous with my words. So I will simply close with, "Remember Terry."